Mishnah is on Daf Dalid, then Daf Hey Amid Aleph. Mishnah, the second Mishnah yesterday, there was a Chabura that was a tremendous amount of effort was placed in the Chabura. Where's Yoni? There he is. You have a recording? Chaval, you have to write it over, okay? You write it over for me? Great. But we're starting now the Mishnah. Rabbi say, if it was me, I probably would have started the Masechta right here. That's what I would have done, probably. Maybe they didn't because they wanted Seifsman. We should have something real fleshig to be able to having flesh. But I don't know if they thought we'd be holding on Seifsman on Daf Hamid Aleph. That's the only thing. So I doubt that that's the reason why we started on Daf. Hey, the truth is, what? Right, exactly. The truth is that according to the Ritva, that's first, from this morning Seder, we definitely wouldn't be able to tell, that's for sure. The truth is that according to the Ritva, this is the beginning of the Masechta. If you remember, the Ritva said, and what did the Ritva say? Where did the Gemara answer that question? Here on Daf Hamid Aleph. So this is the very first point in that we everything up until now has been tangent. We've been going off on tangents up until now. Ketzad Eid and Zayim, we don't answer that question. Until later. Tanasim Koy means we took a little break from the real topic, but according to the other Rishonim, so why doesn't the Mishnah start over here? Why does the Mishnah start with Ketzei Nasim Zaymim that we start with Kashazon? We start in the middle of a conversation, the end of Sanhedrin. It's such a difficult thing. I think the answer is that the Mishnah is intentionally being difficult. Masechtos start off difficult because we want that if people who are not really dedicated and devoted, if they open up a Maseches Makas, they'll close it right away. So forget it, this is not for me. This is crazy. What are they doing? This conversation doesn't make any sense. It would be too smooth and too easy. You'd have Goyim reading it and things of the like. Right? So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davka made that the Gemara should be Bavli is Mibul Baal. It's mixed up. And in order to be able to understand it, it takes a tremendous amount of commitment and dedication, which is that is the character trait of Klal Yisrael. I'll call upon him. So what? Every Gemara, lots of Gemara start off just right. Gittin starts off, and maybe get Medina Sayyam. Whoa, why don't you start off? Why you can divorce a wife? That's the last Mishnah. The end of Masechta makes sense. The beginning, I guess, the reason is because according to this is because we Dafka don't want to make things, for beginners. You're beginners, so then you need a Masayra. You need someone to be able to give you an introduction. You need a way in. You need someone, a point of entry. If not, so then you're never going to get off the ground. And that's the day we want a Dafka Kopana. But this is critical mission, that either if this is because Hashem wanted it to be Fleishiks at the end of the Zman or not, Lemaiser Rabbi said we're Fleishiks at the end of the Zman. This is a very big Mishnah. It's a very, very big Yisaitis in how Azama works. Let's get going with the Mishnah. Eina Eidim Nasin Zaymimin. Ache Yazimu Es Atzman. Eidim do not become Zaymimim until they're Mazim Atzman themselves. Ketzad. What's an example? Amru Meidin Anu Bish Pleini Shaharag Es HaNefesh. They're made about somebody kill someone. Amru Lahem, and the Edims and the people that came in say to them, Hey Chatem Meidim Hare Nerag Zeh or Hirig Zeh Hayu Imanu Oysa Yom Bimakom Pleini Yenom Rumen was with us, or Shimon was with us. Ein Elu Zaymimim, doesn't work. Aval Amru Lahem Hey Chatem Meidin Shari Atem Hayisem Imanu I say you're not complaining. Hare elu zaymimim v'neherogin al pien, and we're going to kill based on them. And this is not only true by neherogin; it's true by mamon and misa, and everything is and malchus. It's all the same. So that's the main. Now the Mishnah goes off, and it seems to be a different point, which we'll get back to. Ba'achirim ve'zimim, ba'achirim ve'zimim, afilu meya kulam yehargu. Others come and they're mazin them. Others come and they're mazin them. They all get killed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer istatisizu v'inenergel akatari shayna bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this seems to be some sort of collaboration, some sort of scheme, some sort of plot, and therefore we're only going to kill the first kat. We'll have to see what that means exactly. Akopana, the Mishnah seems to be giving us very big the fundamentals of Edom Zaymim, says Rashi. Ein Edom Zaymimim Nerogim Adche Nasan Zaymim Chi Yazimus Atzman, says Rashi, Yazimu Aysam Beiske Gufan Veloi Beiske Hahorig Vahorig Kin Mefarish Vahasam. Rashi says it has to be Iske Gufan. What is Rashi coming to say? I think that perhaps Rashi is coming to say, I would even dare to put a Kaloimar here into the Gemara. Because if you translate the words, can you translate the words? What does that mean?
They make themselves
zaymim. Sounds like till they make themselves zaymimim. That's not pshat, Rashi says. That's not pshat. Not till they're what is it? According to the way Chesky's reading it, until they make themselves zaymimim, it assumes that it's almost as if the Edom zaymimim have to convict themselves. Right? Says the Rashi, that's not the pshat. It means achiyazimu al iske gufan. So what does it mean? Achiyazimu as atzman, until your mazim the etzem edim. The discussion has to be about them. Not that they're the ones who are doing it. Discussion has to be about them. The Rabbeinu Chananel argues, by the way. Rabbeinu Chananel brings on the side of the Gemara. He brings from Rabbi Seinu HaGoinim. Take a look on the side of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Chananel. Masnis and Enim, Nasin Zayim, Adchi Yizimu Atzman. Ra'inu l'Rabbi Seinu HaGoinim Zal. I saw there are those, Rabbi Seinu HaGoinim Zal, that said, Ki Pirshu, Adchi Yizimu Atzman, Adchi Yacharishu, V'lo Yakhishu, Hamuzamim Es Hamazimim. What does that mean? Adchi Yacharishu, what does that mean? Anyone? They're quiet. Velo yakhishu. And they don't challenge. Hamuzamim es hamazimim. So says the Rabbeinu Chananel, the names of the goyim. You know what the Mishnah is saying? Two Edom walk in and say, Reuben killed Shimon. The other two Edom come in and say, you were with us. And what do the first Edom say? Nothing. They're silent. Then there could be Edom Zaymim. That's the introduction to our Mishnah. Kate Eina Edom Nasin Zaymim Ad Sheyazimu Es Atzmon. Doesn't mean they actually convict themselves, but they accept the Azama. That's much more literal. The Goyim take this Mishnah very, very literally. Right? That's, I think, what Rashi's kind to Bavorn over here. Sheyazimu Esam Be'iske Gufan. And the Rabbeinu Chananel argues, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, V'anu Kibalnu, we have a Kabbalah. Achiyazimu atzman hainu, achiyazimu aedim atzman v'yomelam atem isimim on the bokum pliny. Voisay yom shatim sharak pliny es pliny mokum pliny. Voisay mokum tarklius rochuk menokum shiido aedim. That's what he says. That's Rashi's pshat. And now Rabbeinu Chananel brings a raya. Haloi tira mishnasenu diktani. Einen nasin zoy achiyazimu atzman mifarish keitzad. I mean, that's the rest of the Mishnah, isn't it? The rest of the Mishnah says, if we say about, we're made about the harug or the nerag, so then, but if we made about them themselves, then they are zoymim. That's what the Mishnah is clearly saying, says Rabbeinu Chananel. The goyim pshat at the beginning of the Mishnah doesn't go with the end of the Mishnah. Okay, but what's the way? That's the kasha. What's the way? Right. Yeah, so that's clearly going on the second half. Right. Right. So we have, that's clearly going on whatever is that end, whatever the Kate said is. So we have two kashas I'd like to raise. One question is, why? Let's say the Goyim are right. You're saying if the Edom Zoymimim, the ones that are officially Zoymim themselves, are Makhish, so then there's no dinei zaymim. That's a pella. That's a pella. In other words, two Edom come in and say, Reuben killed Shimon. Two Edom come in and say, you with us. In order to stop themselves from getting killed, all they have to say is, no, we weren't. They say, no, we weren't. And then they're off the hook. Why? What's the pshat? Question number one. Question number two is, how do you learn the Mishnah? So the Cheshek Shloimek deals with question number two.
According to the
Goyim. But then what?
If they said, no, we're not, no, we weren't with you, their Edom should still be believed?
Oh, no. No, maybe not. No. They just won't be Zaymim. What? Nasika
Akhasha. That's why he has to be quiet.
Why are we?
Okay, good. I'm going to get good. Excellent, Yoni. I'm going to get there in a second. Yoni's saying very good.
We believe them to say, no, we're not. We have the Rambam said at the beginning that the second pair of Edom is believed.
Oh, so it seems that he argues on the Rambam. We're going to get there in a second. Good. We'll get there in a second. So first, let's try to figure out, how does it fit in our Mishnah? So I'll tell you two pshatim. I have one pshat, which maybe is a little too jakav. I'm thinking the pshat is as follows. Remember the Ritva, folks. What did the Ritva tell us? There's lots of things that are out of place over here. This Ketzad that we have over here in our Gemara is really going back to what? Ketzad ain't Eidim Nasim Zemimim. So you're right. This could all be out of place. There's no progression here according to the Ritva. Right? This Ketzad really belongs in the Beis Amid Aleph. So what's the Ketzad going back to this Ketzad? In Achanami, this is not a continuation. Maybe that's Pshat and Rabbeinu Chanana. Another Pshat says the Cheshek Shloima. Hey, look at Cheshek Shloima. Says, look, Ketzad just means in addition to the fact that they have to be Mazim Atzmam, it also has to be this type of case. So the Mishnah, when it says Ketzad, is not coming to explain what we just said. It's coming to add another dimension. First of all, they have to be Mazim Atzman. Second of all, it has to be that we're talking about them themselves. Cheshek Shlom on the bottom right over here. A koponim. So, but what's Pshat Rabbeinu Chananel? Perhaps Pshat, which is what Yoni is Maramis to, is as follows. Let's try to understand how does Edom Zoymimim ever work. Two Edom walk in and say we've been killed Shimon. Two other Edom come and say you with us. We believe the second set of Edom over the first set of Edom. Why do we do that? Why do we do that? I understand maybe they should neutralize each other, but why do we believe the second set over the first set? Says Yoni, the word is like this. They're not really conflicting each other. What is the first set of Edom? Be very medactic in what exactly the first set of Edom are saying. What's the first set of Edom saying? Reuven killed Shimon. The second set of Edom are saying, you were with us. Did the first set of Edom ever testify about themselves? Did they ever say anything about themselves? Would they walk in and say? They said Reuven killed Shimon. They never, did they ever say that?
When they were interrogated, yeah.
They said that.
Well, they get interrogated.
Yeah, but then you'll never be around Zoymim because they say you were with us.
Bezdin doesn't ask them where you were.
They
ask them, how did he kill him? What did he kill him with? Where was it? But the words, were you standing, were you there, I believe, maybe, is not part of their edus. So they never said it. Says, this is what the Goyim is saying. Says the Edom Zoymim come in and say, you were with us. If they never say the words, we weren't, then they never said the edus, where we were. We spoke about Reuven and Shimon. The whole question is, Reuven and Shimon, where did it happen?
What do they test on? How do they know?
You're right, of course, it's self-understood that they were saying that they were there. But did they ever say that? Is that their testimony? So because there's no testimony, we have testimony you were there, and you have testimony that you said this. It can't be. You're an Eid Zaymim. Unless you say, now you can contradict the Eidim. Once you contradict them, now we can. Now we have no reason to believe the second Eidim over you. But if you never say the words, you were not with us, then the second set of Eidim are going to be believed. You're right. It's a very, very delicate. According to the Goyim, it practically never happens. Because the Edom, all they have to say is no. But, says the Goyim, that's the only time it works. Is if the Edom never actually say the words, we were there.
Maybe they were with those second Edom while they saw him kill.
No, because it's saying you weren't there. When we say Yamanu Isim, I'm not complaining to you somewhere else.
No, they're not saying that they didn't see this mice happen. They're saying you were with us.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, but it could be the same thing. This thing happened there. We don't.
Yeah, but that wasn't their Edus. His Edus is it happened on 5th Street. And you say you couldn't have seen it on 5th Street because you were on 120th Street with us. So therefore, if they say we were not on 128th Street with you, now they're makhash each other. Now we have akhasha. But up until there's no akhasha.
And second statement of the Edom, is it a shvua? Is it an Edus? What is it? They're like, no, we weren't.
Edus.
It's an Edus?
Yeah.
But according to that pshat, then
maybe.
They can't
on themselves. So the reason why Pashtus we would argue on the Goyim, says Aryeh, is because Edom can't say Edus on themselves. They're not capable of saying Edus on themselves. So even if they are Makhash, their Akasha means nothing. That's where the Goyim, Ki'ilu, are coming in to say a Chiddush. The Ramban says, listen, second set of Edom, the first Edom can't talk about themselves. That was never included in their Edus because they can't say anything about themselves. So therefore, when the second set of Edom says, you weren't there, we believe them. The Goyim says they didn't talk about themselves, but they can if they want to. Says, I know they can't. You can't be made about yourself. That's the Chodor Ramban. That's why we would argue on the Goyim, but that's the Chor Pshat in the Goyim.
It says in the Gemara that if Edom testified that you were on the east side of like a wedding hall,
right,
and that Edom would say, like, no, you were with us on the west side of the wedding hall,
No, no, no. What it says over there is as follows. They're made that it happened in the east side. And then we say you were on the west side. We have to see if from the west side you could see to the east side. That Gemara is a riot to me. Opposite. Gemara is a riot to me. Because the Gemara says they don't say where they're standing. They're just saying where it happens. He killed in the east side. Yoni's bringing a riot to me. That's what he meant to say. It's a riot to what I'm saying. Why? The Gemara says the following thing. Two Adam walk in and say Reuben killed in the east side. And the two other Adam say, what are you talking about? You were with us on the west side. We have to see if they could see from the west side or not. What do you mean? Where did they say they were standing? Did they say they were standing on the east side? Because we're saying you're standing on the west side. Obviously, what did they say? They didn't say anything about where they're standing. All they said is Reuben killed Shimon in the east side. We're not talking about me. I'm not coming to talk about me. I'm coming to talk about Reuben and Shimon. The Adam never talk about themselves. It's implied. When they say Reuben killed Shimon in Puerto Rico, that they're in Puerto Rico. But they don't talk about themselves. So two out of the Adam say you were not in Puerto Rico. You were somewhere else. So they're the first ones talking about the Adam. Now, if they're Machish, says the Goyim, they could be Machish. Says the Ramban, you can't be Machish. That's the Machloikas.
So we're going to kill somebody when we don't know where the Adam are. That's pretty much what we're saying here.
That's not part of their Edus. They're coming in, they're saying testimony. Obviously, that's the point of it, but that's their Edus. Their Edus is Reuben killed Shimon. We are telling Apishnayim Edom Yakum Dover. Reuben borrowed $100 from Shimon. I can tell you where, I can tell you when. I'll tell you all the details. Obviously, they're intimating to us that they were there, but that's not their Edus. That's not part of their Edus. Because you could take it out from today till tomorrow. Edus means they have to say something. Kivan shehigid shuvein ochayzer magid. What does higid mean?
They didn't say it.
So you're right. That could be something that we obviously understood that they're saying to us we were there. But that's not their edus. Their edus is they're not talking about themselves. I'm not here to talk about me. I'm talking about them. So now, well, the other two edus says, well, we're here to talk about you, young man. We're here to say that you were not there. Oh, you're talking about me? Well, I'll tell you I was there. And then you have a klesha. Or, says Aryeh, which I think is the Ramban Svar, you can't talk about yourself. You have to be silenced. You have two edus saying that you weren't there. You're dead. I'll call upon him. This is the pshat of the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi's saying not like that. Rashi says they're talking about iske gufan. Let's take a look at Tosis for a second, Rabbi Yisai. I know I was a little bit of a rush to get the Maror Mekomis out. I had a bris this morning. I have to apologize. They're a little bit sloppy. But Tosis is not in the Maror Mekomis, but let's see it. It's very, very easy. And I'm going to open the floor for the Chevra to tell me Tosis. What's bothering me? I hope everyone can figure out what's bothering me about this Tosis. And then let's try to give an answer. Tosis says, En Edim Nasin Zayim Adchi Yazimu Atzman. Pirish, Atzman shall edim. Sheyomer lehem, atem b'malkum ployni imanu ayisem. Velo sheyazimu, sheyomeru ha-hayreg o anerag hayi imanu. What's bothering me, Rabbi Yisai? He doesn't say what the Mishnah says, because the Rabbeinu Chananel brings a goyim has a whole different shot in the Mishnah. We just said there's a whole different shot in the Mishnah. He says the same thing as Rashi. And usually we have a klal. Tosfos never says the same thing as Rashi. If Tosfos likes Rashi's shot, what does Tosfos say?
Nothing.
Nothing. If Tosfos is going to bring Rashi, he's either going to argue on Rashi, or he's just going to say an alternative shot. We had a whole shtickle Torah on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph Ketzad Shem and the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over there. Over here, same thing. Pirish Atzmon Shel Edus Sheyomru Lehem Atem B'Mokum Ploini Amon Yisem Lo Yishizimu Sheyomru Ha'hari Ha'hari Ha'yu Imanu. Is that different than Rashi? Look at Rashi. Rashi says Sheyizimu Es Atzmon Sheyizimu Oysen Be'iske Gufan. There's definitely different words in Rashi and Tosfos. Is there a difference? Gufan is their body. Iske Gufan. Tosfos doesn't say that language. Is there a difference between Rashi and Tosfos?
Isn't it funny
how Tosfos says, Atem not playing? What'd you say?
Usually say Atem
Ayisem. Why is it Tosfos? Atem Hechatemina Hari Atem Hayisem Imanu Atem Hayisem Bemakum Plane Imanu Hayisem. Changes that, I mean, the Mishnah change. Toys is deviating from the Mishnah. Zik is from the Mishnah, Yoni. You're right. It's changing the lashon of the Mishnah.
Rashi doesn't even mention
that. Anyone? Is there a difference between Rashi and Tosfos here?
Rashi's going more general, Tosfos being more specific. Rashi's saying about the risk, and Tosfos saying about the person, Rashi's just saying about the case. About not saying testifying about the murder or the murdering. Tosfos saying about the person, how can you say that? And he says, I'm you originally said that.
Is there an afkamina? Is there an afkamina between Rashi and Tosfos? Or is it just language?
Rashi is that it doesn't necessarily need to be in the mix. There's a way to say that the Eden could not have been made was Yashar outside of the room with them.
Hold on. I'm not sure. Tully, what are you saying?
I'm saying that Rashi's saying that it doesn't, it's loved after it, that it has to be Manu Hayisim exactly the way the case is saying that you were with us in a different place. But if there was some other case where you would be able to say that you were in the same place as me, but I know you didn't see, or some other way to say EF show without saying exactly Manu Hayisim and not combining it.
Even that's not Yizumu al Yedei Achirim. The way it says it is Veloshi Yizumu al Yedei Achirim Shiyoma Harig or Nerig Hayimanu. It's not Yedei Achirim if I say you weren't there. I think Tuli is being meravis to the following case. What would be the din if two Edom come to Reuven killed Shimon in Borough Park and two other Edom say? Not that you were with us somewhere else, but rather. We were in Borough Park and you weren't there.
It's not Zumba.
Or is there another case? Tell you there was another case?
There's another case where you know
you were somewhere else,
see it.
What?
How do you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Sig's saying, we know you weren't with us, not even Manu Yisim, but we know you were somewhere else.
How do we know you were somewhere else? Because.
No, I have a case.
Because we were there. You weren't there.
Rabbi, you can have a case that Adam come and say, Reuven killed Shimon. Then Morgan come and say, those Adam took a loan in Alabama on that same day, and we have the star of the loan that they signed.
Yeah, that's not a raya because that's shluchim or that's Imanu Yisim. That's basically saying we know you were not there. That's one thing. We're trying to figure out
we have Adam saying that you weren't there.
That's the same thing. That's just another extension of you weren't there. We were with you. Someone else was with you. It's all It's all taking you out.
So why is it more that we were in Bar Park and you weren't there? We were in that place.
We know you were getting married and there's 80.
We were in that place.
Then you weren't there. That means you weren't there. It's another way of saying we know you. You were with us somewhere else. You were with Adam somewhere else. You were someone somewhere else. It's the same idea of Imanu Ayisam.
Well, they can say we were at the murder and you know you weren't there.
Yeah, but they didn't even give a
place. No.
Never gave a place.
That's not Zaymanus.
And they also never gave a place that they were at, so how do you know where they were? They never said,
that's not Zaymanus.
They never said where they were.
They said where it happened.
Where it happened.
It happened in Brooklyn, and you were not in Brooklyn. You did not see it. Maybe it happened, you didn't see it.
But you don't know where we were.
Let's say two Adam come in and see Reuven killed Shimon. The other two Adam say, you know what? Reuven did kill Shimon. But you didn't see it.
How?
Because we were in a room alone and you were not there.
So you didn't see it.
Maybe we saw it and you didn't see it. It's not Oregon, Eric. Reuven killed Shimon. This is the case, Rabbi. Say, what would you say in this case? You ready? I think this is going to have to be the case. Two Adam walk in and say Reuven killed Shimon. And killed Shimon on Tuesday in room 9. And two other Adam say, we were in room 9. Reuven did kill Shimon, but you weren't there. You were not there.
That's not
what would be the din?
Is that on the Eidos? Is that on the Eidos?
It's on the Eidos. You cannot be made. Hey, Chatem Eidin. Let's see what Rabbi Kamenetsky has to say. Hold on. Let's see what Rabbi Kamenetsky has to say.
That's being made on their.
Rabbi Kamenetsky, what do you say? That's a detail. Yeah, they got a deal that agree that it happened.
They know for some reason that they didn't see.
The Grad agree that it happened, but you did not see it. We were there. They can't say it didn't happen. It did.
They
could.
They don't know if it happened.
But that's such a difficult case. How do they not know? They know. How do they know they didn't see it? Unless
the guy was blindfolded. Or they saw him wasn't looking.
Let's say this case. It happened. No. But I want to know. How do you know that? What are we saying about the Adam?
Nothing. You're not saying anything. You're just saying they weren't there.
Hold on. Take it easy. Give some respect. Yes.
They're saying they weren't there. So at the end of the day, it's like Hazama, right? That way, it's like Hazama. They're saying they weren't there.
You were not here. Now, how can they say you weren't here? Because we were there. So either they're going to have to say, there's three choices. They're going to say it did happen. We were here. We saw it. You didn't. Or we were here. It didn't happen. We saw it didn't happen. You didn't. But it's going to be a question of some problem. Or we were there and you couldn't see it till he wants to make up a case where he's blindfolded, which is, you know, until he's, you know, can get a little bit carried away with interesting cases. But it's a hard case, right? We were there, you were blindfolded, there's no way you could have seen it, we didn't see it either, we don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no, you were blindfolded.
We couldn't see it.
What do you mean? You were blindfolded.
No,
we're trying to avoid making them commit.
We're trying to figure out
how could the second set of Adam come in and say you didn't see it. Either they could say we saw it and you didn't. It didn't happen. That's why you didn't see it. Or somehow we're testifying you couldn't see it and we don't know. So how did that happen? So it's totally saying because we saw you with blindfolds.
How's this case not saying?
So I want to get to my case for a second. I want to get to my case. Hold on, I'm going to get to you in a second. I just want to clarify the case, Rabbi Isai, because I want everyone to hear Rabbi Kamenetsky's his Das Torah on this case. The case is like this. Two Adam walk in and say Reuven killed Shimon in room 9. Two other Adam walk in and say, you're right, Reuven killed Shimon in room 9, but you weren't there. You didn't see it because we were there. There was no one else in the room. So there's no way in the world you could say that that's true. You cannot say that's true. Says Rabbi Kamenetsky, Adam Zaymimim.
That's what we were.
How is it not saying that?
Oh, listen, Rabbi Isai. Listen. Rabbi Kamenetsky is saying that that is a case of Adam Zaymimim. Because what are the Adam in essence saying? You were not here. That's all we're saying. You were not here. I'm not saying Reuven didn't kill Shimon. As a matter of fact, I'm actually saying Reuven did kill Shimon. But you were not here. That is the case. Rabbi Isai, give me some room. Let me breathe.
It's not Adam Zaymimim.
Could you let me breathe? Rabbi Kamenetsky is saying something. Let's think about it. He has a little bit more. Think about it. Let's think about it. Let's try to think. Maybe he's coming from somewhere.
It's not the same as saying the Nereg was with us. And that's not basically what they're saying. We're saying the killer.
No.
It's the same thing.
No. Think about it. Rabbi Kamenetsky, think, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Kamenetsky is saying something.
It's not your English. If they were
your English,
it's impossible.
Oh,
exactly. One point of the Ezra's is pulling the ground out from under them, though.
What? What?
You can say, we were in the room where this
happened.
Forget names.
So they both got killed. Gomorrah speaks about that. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're going to have to work on this. Because, but there is what, perhaps Rashi and Tosis are trying to lean in different directions, I'm not sure. But I would like to try to bring another deek from the Mishnah. I'm going to make up a deek in the Mishnah. And probably get a little bit of pushback from the Olam, but maybe not. I'd like to say the following thing. The Mishnah says, Ein Eidem Nasen Zayim Ad Shiyazimu Es Atzman. What does it mean, Achi Yazimu Es Atzman? I have two different ways of understanding.
Obey themselves.
Anything other than being Mazim Atzmo is not called Hazama. Or anything other than being Mazim Es Atzmo doesn't do Kasher Zama. Again. Anything other than Mazim Es Atzmo is not an Eid Zoymeh. Or anything other than Mazim Es Atzmai, it doesn't get Kasher Zama. We'll have to see what the Nafkamina is. But I want us to be Medayikin in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ena Eidem Nasen Zayim Adche Yazimu Es Atzman. There's a Yazimu Es Atzman. There's also Yazimu Al Yidei Acherim. There's different types of Hazama, it sounds like. The Mishnah is not saying, what is Hazama? It's if there's you're made about Atzman. And made about Acherim is not called Azama. It sounds to me from the Mishnah, Ad sheyazimu es atzman, that the Mishnah is saying there's different types of Hazama. That there's a Hazama that the Edom are going to get Kasher Zamam. And there's a Hazama that Edom are not getting Kasher Zamam. Which is the Hazama where Edom get Kasher Zamam? Yazimu es atzman. What does that mean? I'd like to explain it based on a fascinating thing, which I understand why that sounds strange to you, but I like to explain it based on this. Chazon Yecheskel brings the Tosefta. The Tosefta says the following thing. I'm reading you the Tosefta. Ha'edim she'amru me'idin anu bi'ish pleini she'lava mi'pleini masayim zuz. Money, misa, it's basically the same thing. Someone borrowed 200 zuz. B'yoyim pleini b'makam pleini. U'bo acherim v'amru lahem Heichatem meidin, share malva oiloive hoya imanu oisa yom bemakom pliny. Ein elu zaymimim aval edusan betela. Aval amru lahem heichatem meidim hare atem meisim imanu bemakom pliny. Elu zaymimim meshalman al pihe. So what's the case with the edim zaymimim pay if they say about the edim that they were with them? What's the case that they don't pay? They speak about the malva and the loiva. But the language that the Tosefta uses, their edus is batela. And Reb Chatzkel Abramsky wants to know, what does it mean their edus is batela? What does that mean their edus is batela? Their edus is mukheshes. Mukheshes means the edus is in a standstill. It's two against two.
It's a brick against a brick.
So it's two against two. They're neutralized. But batela sounds like the edus is totally batel. So Yoni, so Avi understands, what does that mean?
The tale means that there's no edus now. It's not that their edus is puzzled, both their edus works, but since the other one came into the picture.
So Avi understands, what does that mean? That Trey's also called edus betela. It just means their edus is neutralized. That's not the language we usually use, says the Chazon Yecheskel, but being that they were the first ones here, and their edus seemed to be pulling us in one direction, we even paskined already, I'll be there. We said you have to give, and the edus about it, and then the other one came and like stopped it. That's called edus betela. Maybe, could be. But he brings the Me'iri that says something else. Says the Me'iri, it seems to say. The Me'iri seems to say that in that case, we're going to believe the second Edom over the first Edom. We believe the second Edom over the first Edom. He calls it Hazama Shuhu Mimin Hazama. Hakrasha Shuhu Mimin Hazama. It's a type of Hazama. We really believe the second set of Edom over the first set of Edom.
You can see why it's true.
What?
You can see why it's true. It's not real.
About. So the difference is that the difference probably would be, in my mind, the first set of Edom are going to get Malkus. For what? They sign it. The first set of Edom, you're liars. Now they're going to get Malkus. What's going to be their din in, for as far as another Edus they want to say now? Puzzle. They're puzzle Edus. Edusa Betela. Their Edus is finished. We believe the second set of Edom over the first set of Edom. It's Akosha Mimin Hazama. So it comes out, the fee, what we're saying, perhaps it'll come out, the fee, this shot in the Tosefta. But the Mishnah says, Einem Nasen Zoymin Achi Yazumu Es Atzman, which means that there's different types of Azama. Listen to the language of the Mishnah. There's two different things. There's, Hei Chatem Einem Hare Nerak Zeh Hayimanu. Or Hei Chatem Einem Hare Atem Eisem Imanu. Says Moshe Siegelman. They're both in the same category. There's one thing called Heich Atem Me'idim. What does that mean? How can you testify? That's called Hazama. That we're going to put in the Hazama arena. There's Hazama which is going to work to make Kasher Zama, which is that. How could you testify you were with us? That's going to work. And the Zama is not going to work. How could you testify they were with us? But it's all under the same banner, the same umbrella, which is Heich Atem Me'idim. There's something else, which is, you say Riven killed Shimon. I'm not saying, how do you testify? You're wrong. Reuven did not kill Shimon. I'm going to tell you Reuven did not kill Shimon. That's called, I'm conflicting your Eidos. It's not Heich Atem Me'idim. How could you testify? So if that's the case, so then we have basically three different categories, Rabbi Sai. Category number one is straight out akasha. What's the din of straight out? Two Edom came in and said Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. Two other Edom came in and said Reuven did not borrow $100 from Shimon. What's going to be the din of straight out akasha? Trey, neutralized. There's another case, two Edom come in and say Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon on Tuesday in the park. Another two Edom say on Tuesday, and you were with us in a different place. That's pure Hazama. What's the din? Kasha Zaman. We believe the second set of Edom Kasha Zaman. And then there's a middle case, which is two Edom coming in to Reuven about $100 from Shimon in the park on Tuesday, and two Edom coming in and say Reuven was with us or Shimon was with us. That's Hakasha Mimin Hazama, which is Edus is Betela, but they don't get Kasha Zaman, which we have to understand. We have to try to understand. How does that work? But the Fizel, we can explain a Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubis. I read this Shita Mekubetzes trying to figure out what in the world is he saying. Shita Mekubetzes brings down, the halacha is you can only be mazin the Edim bifneihem. Hazama has to be bifneihem. Hakasha, you can do shalah bifneihem. In other words, if two Edim come in and say, Reuven killed Shimon, and I want to come in and say those Edim were Imanu Aisem, the Edom have to be present when I do that. But I just want to be makish them, they don't have to be present. What's the difference? Either way, they can reply. It's not true. I mean, oh, you mean according to the Goyinim, you'd be right. According to the Goyinim, for sure. Right. Says the Shita, Hazama is Gmardin in Goyimrim Dina Shal Adam Ela Befanav. Aval Akasha Edis Misupak Makish Shal Befneim. When it comes to Akash, are we going to come to a conclusion when the second set of Edom come in? No. What are we going to end up with? Stalemate. We're going to end up with, they're going to be neutralize each other. But Hazama, are we going to come to a conclusion? Yes. And we can't do that without those Edom presents. Says the Shita Mekubetzes. It's V'yesh Meforshim Shehazama Hi Bein Kishayimim LeEdim Halo Oisayim Imanu Hayisem. You were with us. They were Imanu. The Mava Loive with us. Either way, it can't happen unless the Edom Zayim are there. I don't understand. That's not a Zama. Kate Edom Nasim Zayim. It says in our mission is only if you say that the Edom Zayim are Imanu Ayisim. So what's Pshat in the Shita? I think Pshat is the Shita is going Mamish with the Tosefta. The Sefta says, even in the case when you talk about the Malva and the Loive, you're going to knock off their Edus. Their Edus is going to be, what's the Lashon of the Sefta? Betela. Edus done. You can't do that without the Edus being here. What do they care if their Edus is done or not? They're going to puzzle Edus. They might get Lusana, stuff like that. So you can't do that without them there. Enachanami binogeya to kasher zomam. What does it say in our Mishnah? Who gets kasher zomam? Only with Imanu Aisem. But Benogay to what's called the Mice of Azama is not like that. That's what we have. Now Rabbi Isai, the Rambam Mefurish argues. Mefurish. And this is where we start the sugya. Sugya is now beginning. Take a look in the Rambam. We have it in front of us. It's a very long Rambam. It's good to see. But look in the Rambam. Says the Rambam. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, "Bamed devorim amurim." We gave out the photocopy. Perik Yud Ches Halacha Beis. Bamed devorim amurim beis shahuzmu. But shtei kitos hamachishos zezeh. If two edus conflict each other, in kanedus, ain't oichin es achas mehen, and you're not going to give it to either one. The fisha ain't oyo. The mihua kata shakwanis. Ma ben hakosh la azama hakosh be edus atzma zoysemeres hayadavar zeh zoysemeres loy hayadavar zeh. Or you have a mechlad veresh loy haya. Vazama be edim atzmam. And they themselves don't know. It's only about the Edom Atzmon, Ketzad. Edom Sheba'u, Va'amru Ra'inu Zeh Shehareges HaNefesh, Oilava Mana Miplaini, Biyoin Plain Mokum Plaini. Va'achar She'idu, V'nivdiku, Bo Edom Acherim, Va'amru, Biyoim Zeh, B'mokoim Zeh, Hayinu Imachem, V'im Eilu Kol Hayom, V'loi Hayu Dvar Mei Oilam. Loi Zeh Harag, Ezeh, V'loi Zeh, Lova Ezeh, Hareze hakosha. This is not true. That's hakosha. V'chein im amru lahem heich atem meidim kach hare ha-hoyrig oy ha-nerag oy ha-loive oy ha-malve hoyu imanu biyoim zeh b'medina acheres hare zu eres mukheshes shezeh kemi she'amar loy horag zeh zeh. Says the Rambam explicitly that Hakosha is identical to the case where I say the Lord of the Mavo is with us. Aval im amru lahem. Anu ein anu yoidim im ze harag ze biyoim ze birushalayim kama sha'atim aymrim oloi haragu. Vanu meidim sha'atim atzmechem ayisem imanu biyoim ze bebavel. We have no clue if he killed or he didn't clue. If he didn't kill, we just know one thing. You were with us. Hare elu zaymeme. These are zaymeme. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam is clearly arguing on the Mirim. The Rambam is saying the only case of zaymeme is if you say you were with us.
The thing is hakosha min hazama, according to the Rambam.
Right. And I want to explain it to you, and this is where we're going to end. We'll have to pick up tomorrow. The Rambam gives a qualification. You know how it could be a zaymeme? I have to say the following thing. I don't know if Reuven killed Shimon. Maybe Reuven did kill Shimon. You know what? Maybe you're right. The Rambam says it very clearly. Listen to the language of the Rambam. Einanu yoidim im zeh horag zeh biyoim zeh. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. All I know is one thing. You were with us. That's all I know. According to the Rambam. Now what happens if you walk in and you say, the Reuven, the murderer, was with us? Do I know if the murderer killed? Do I know if he killed? I know if he killed. He didn't kill because he was with us. I said the murdered was with us. I know. So then I already know about your Eidos.
Rambam speaks it out. The Rambam says,
Rambam speaks it out. You were just makrish. So what the Rambam is saying is follows.
By saying that the murderer was with us, you're being really hakosha by saying he didn't kill.
Correct. The Rambam is saying, if you have something that's hakosha mimin hazama, anything that has hakosha automatically becomes what? Hakosha. And the Meiri is saying, but it has hazama, so therefore it's what? Hazama. The machlokes, the Rambam and the Meiri is the following thing. You have overlap of hakosha and hazama. On the one hand, I'm saying, hey chatem me'idin. On the other hand, it's clear from my edus that your edus is wrong. So I have hakosha and hazama mixed together. What happens then? The Rambam says, hazama only works if I say, I don't know if he killed or not. I don't know. Masha Enkin, according to the Meiri, even if I do know, if I say it in a way that it's hazamadik, it's still going to be my hazama. It's still going to be hazama, and the Rambam says not. So we have to figure out what the machlokes. It comes out as a machlokes Rambam. It seems the Rambam Miri the following thing. What happens if a person does hazama and akasha at the same time? He's doing both. What happens if a person says, listen, I want to tell you something. You weren't there. And he wasn't there. Neither one of them were there. Not you, not him. You were both with us, and you didn't kill him. So now I just did hazama. Where's my hazama? You weren't there. You were with us. And I also did akasha. Because I said, he was also with us. I did Azam and Akrash at the same time. According to the Rambam, what's going to be the din?
It's not Azam.
It's not Azam until we say, Ein Anu Yoidim. We don't know if he killed or he didn't kill. But if you do know, finished. Can you do a Pagina Dibura? Can you do a Pagina Dibura? It doesn't sound like it from Rambam. But definitely in our case, where it's not possible to spout, because I'm saying the loiva was with us. Yeah, definitely our case. The shaila is in the case, can you do palginon? That's perhaps the achronim talk about, but that's the machlokes. The Miri says, I don't care that there's also a kash over here, but there's azama. I said hechatem, you know, I did azama. In a chanam, in order to be chayiv kash azamam, I need to do, I'd say, you were with us. I said, they were with us, maybe that's not going to do a full azama, but a mixas azama it's going to do. So what exactly is the bir machlokes that we're going to have to continue with? It might depend on how you learn the psukim. We have to see, Rabbi say tomorrow, is the psukim of the Gemara of where do we know this? Where does it come from? We'll continue with that, Bez Hashem, and more, hopefully, tomorrow.